This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
First date follow-up.
Not very often we're put in an emergency situation for a first date follow-up.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Apparently this is an emergency.
Oh my God.
Micah, who's on the phone right now for a first date follow-up, went out with a girl named Sadie, according to his email.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she's not calling him back, which is normal for a first date follow-up.
Very standard.
It's exactly what these are, except his email said it was urgent with a lot of exclamation points. And they went out apparently last night.
Last night?
And he's like, I need to talk to you right away. So, okay, Micah, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for answering my email so quick.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, when you send an email that says urgent in all caps with a bunch of exclamation points, I'm going to check it.
You got to open it.
Yeah.
Wait, so you just went on a date yesterday?
Last night.
Okay. Yeah. Why are we doing one already?
Yeah.
Well, I know it was only last night, but I could tell she's ghosting me already. And, you know, I really liked her, so I want to hear from her.
Ghosting you already? I don't think the time frame is long enough to be ghosting
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's been less than 24 hours since you went on this date with, what's her name, Sadie?
Yes, Sadie.
Sadie. Okay, you went on a date with Sadie less than 24 hours ago, and has she talked to you at all?
No, she didn't talk to me at all. Not at all.
Sometimes people wait like a couple of days before responding or even reaching out again.
You got to play it cool for a little while. So
play those mental love games.
Yeah. Some people will wait like 4 days before they get back to you. Could you imagine?
That sounds like bull to me. I've never had that happen.
It does happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems a little premature.
Right.
To be doing a first date follow-up when you just had a date last night and she hasn't talked to you since. Why don't you tell us about the date then?
Well, we've met on Bumble.
Okay.
And, you know, we hit it off very, very well. We were texting a little bit at first, and we had dinner last night, and it was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, you know, I got to know a lot about her.
You sound like you're freaking out.
Like you're out of breath.
Yeah.
You working out?
Yeah, I am. I thought everything went well. Like we were hitting it off very well. We had a great conversation. She's everything I've ever wanted in the girl, to be honest with you.
So, okay.
Everything you've ever wanted.
Huh.
Yeah. So is that why it's, you know, you just had the date last night and now you sound like you're panicking because she's not talking to you?
Yes, I am. I'm panicking. I don't know what I did wrong. I thought everything went well for the most part.
So,
yeah.
Since last night, how many times have you tried to reach out to her?
Well, I texted her a few times and I tried calling twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just since your date last night.
Yes. It's just since last night. The date ended around 11. And
wow.
Since then, yes.
So your date ended at 11 and you already have called her a few. Okay. That might be a problem for you.
It's not even been like half a day.
Yeah.
Look, I don't care. I'm a guy who goes after what he likes and I liked her. I mean, I know something was wrong. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like Sadie might be the one, you know?
But that's what I'm saying. She's definitely the one.
Oh.
And so, I mean, now you can understand why I'm a little nervous that she hasn't called me back yet.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, but it's only been a few hours, really, if you think about it. Are you sure you want to do a first date follow-up right now? Not wait a couple days?
No. I want to do it. Yeah.
I think if he's sure about one thing, is that he wants to do this call.
Yeah.
I've never been so sure about something in my life. I need to get a hold of her.
You've never been so sure about anything in your life, but this first date follow up right here.
Yeah, Alex, I'm not gonna let this one get away. You know, I'm not gonna be that guy.
Okay. What if, you know, she just doesn't like you though? Are you gonna let her get away?
Alex.
No, she's not gonna get away. I think we have something special, so I wanna do this. For right now, I need to do this for love.
You need to do this for love.
I know this is the one.
Okay.
All right, so let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's play a song. Come back. We'll call Sadie. Find out how the date was just a few hours ago and find out why she hasn't called you since. And hopefully you guys get married by the end of it, okay?
I appreciate you going through this last minute and yeah.
All right. Well, I love love too. So let's do this. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow up next. I don't even want to waste a lot of time with a lot of words right now.
No, we need to get to it.
Right in the middle of the first date follow up. And we have to hurry up because love is on the line
love.
Here. It's the Jubal Show. Your first date follow up. If you missed the first part, Micah is on the phone. He actually emailed us because he went on a date last night. It ended at 11 o'clock last night. And he said he needs to do a first date follow-up because the girl hasn't called him since the date ended. And he's freaking out.
Like what?
And he's sure that like she's the one and she's going to get away because it's been a few hours. And we have advised him. And Micah, I want you to remember this. We have advised you that you might want to wait a couple days to make sure that she's not calling you back before you do this the day after. But you still want to do this.
Yes, I still want to do this.
Micah, you know this goes against everything that anyone has ever taught about a relationship.
Well, the fact that she hasn't answered to any of my calls or texts is very worrisome. So
okay.
I need to do this.
All right. Well, we'll call her right now. We won't waste any more of your time. And we'll see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, even though it's only been a few hours, okay?
Yes, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Here we go. I'm dialing her phone number right now.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Sadie, please?
Yeah, this is Sadie.
Sadie, how are you? This is The Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
My name is Alex.
My name is Evan.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Do you know who The Jubal Show is?
No. I guess I should have asked, who are you?
That's a good question.
It is.
The Jubal Show, it's a radio show. My name is Jubal. Well, we already introduced ourselves. It's a radio show, and we're calling you today because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you.
About me?
Yeah. We do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out why. And so you went on a date recently with somebody and they emailed us because they're wondering why you're not calling them back.
Do you know who we're talking about?
No. I mean, I've been dating, but I mean, I can't think of anyone that would send an email.
Okay. How about this? Have you been on, like, what's the most recent date you've been on?
I mean, I went on a date last night, but I mean, that was just last night. That can't be it.
That can't be it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't think so. If you went on a date just last night and they were already calling a radio show to get you on the phone. Yeah,
there's no way, right?
By the way, how did last night's date go, though?
Yeah. Was last night's date good? Who was it with?
I don't really want to tell you about my date. Can you just tell me who emailed you?
I mean, I would rather hear about your date with Micah than tell you who emailed us.
Wait, did you just say Micah?
Oh, did I?
Did you?
Did I say Micah?
Yeah, you did.
I think I did say Micah. I wonder how I would know that you went out with Micah last night.
It's interesting.
That's weird.
Hmm.
Oh God, did Micah, he emailed you? Did Micah email you?
Yeah, it was Micah.
Yes, it's Micah. He actually emailed us today and said he can't figure out why you're not calling him back after your date that you had last night. We told him it might be a little too quick to do this phone call, but he said it didn't matter. He wanted us to find out what happened and what went wrong. So did Micah screw up your date?
I mean, we just went out last night. The date ended at 11 o'clock and the dude's been blowing me up ever since.
Oh, wow.
He's freaking out because you haven't called him back. You didn't respond to any text or nothing.
Well, no. I mean,
I have a job. I can't just sit on my phone and message people back all the time. Like, and it was just last night. Like, can I breathe for a second?
Oh.
Wow.
Well, I mean, this makes sense.
Yeah. No, the dude just said he needs to chill out. It's too much.
Well, you should tell him that because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
He's on the phone right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Sadie.
Hi.
You know, I thought we had a great night, and I've sent you some messages, and I haven't gotten a call back or anything back, so I just wanted to see, did I do something wrong?
Yes, there is something wrong. I don't like you. And wait, if I don't respond to the first couple of messages and the first couple of phone calls that you give, don't. There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you. I don't want to be with you. I didn't enjoy the date. Don't email radio stations and have them call me.
Look. Calm down. Let's talk about this.
Calm down? Are you serious? You're telling me to calm down, there's nothing to talk about. Seriously, we just went on a date last night, ended at 11 o'clock. You're blowing up my phone. You're emailing radio stations and having them call me. Are you serious? This is weird, Micah. I'm blocking your number. Please don't reach out to me ever again.
Look, I know you got upset before, but we really need you just to take a step back.
Calm down. No, you, Micah. Don't contact me ever again.
Micah.
Yeah.
We warned you.
Yeah.
I just need to talk to her. Can I talk to her?
No, she hung up.
Yeah, she's gone.
She just hung up on us.
Dude, she's gone.
Out of your life.
Oh. Man, I thought she was the one.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it.
Hey, next time, like, just one text. Like, hey, I enjoyed the date.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see you again. One text.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that when she was talking to me, I was just thinking I should have waited a little bit longer.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you in your future dating endeavors.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.